Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this April the 24th edition of Team Liberty Radio. And I am your host, Shane LaCroix. And in the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at a few different subjects, with our main topic being Gowdy drops bomb on Obama administration. The article is up and posted with the same name, Gowdy drops bomb on Obama administration, at our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And also, folks, would love to have you come on the air if you have any questions, comments, retorts regarding today's show. The calling number is area code 845-277-9109. And if you do call in, we'll be taking calls near the end of the show, in the last minutes of the show. But I would encourage you to call in, like I said, with any questions, comments, retorts. And again, that calling number is area code 845-277-9109. Also, if you're listening via the internet, we do have a chat board. And if you got any, like I said, for the calls, if you got any comments, questions, retorts, feel free to type them up and send them, and I'll answer them on the air to the best of my ability. But before we get into our main topic of Gowdy drops bomb on Obama administration, we're going to go ahead and look at the current delegate count and the standings of the and the results of the last primary, with that being on April the 19th in the New York primary. And Trump took the New York primary with 89%, with Kasich taking second with 4 delegates, and Cruz coming in third, taking 0 delegates. On the Republican side, on the Democrat side, it was a close race, with Clinton coming on top, taking 139 delegates, and Bernie Sanders taking 108. So as of right now, before going on to the next contest, you have Donald Trump with 844 delegates, Ted Cruz with 543, and John Kasich with 148. On the Democrat side, you have Hillary Clinton with 1,948 days, including the superdelegates, to Sanders' 1,240 delegates. Again, Clinton's holding a commanding lead when you're adding them superdelegates. If you take them away, the difference between Hillary and Bernie is Hillary stands at 1,446 and Bernie stands at 1,202. It's a close race on the Democratic side, with less than 244 delegates separating the two. And it is mathematically impossible for Cruz, and definitely mathematically impossible for Kasich, to reach the 1237. Trump is only 393 delegates away reaching the nomination on the Republican side, and that is going into this primary is being held on the 26th of April, starting with the Connecticut primary, where it is another prorated debate with 28 delegates up for grabs on the Republican side and 70 up on the Democratic side. Then you have Delaware, where it's on the Republican side, a winner take all, 16 delegates up for grabs, 31 prorated on the Democrat side. Maryland, Pennsylvania are both winner takes most. In other words, you'll still be prorated just like New York, but the winner of the Maryland and Pennsylvania primaries will take all. And up in Maryland, there is 38 delegates available. On the Democrat side, there's 118. Pennsylvania is 71. On Democrat side, it's 210. And in Rhode Island, another prorated on both sides with 19 delegates up for grab on the Republican side and 33 on the Democratic side. That's all for this week. Coming up, the next one will be 2 weeks from Tuesday with Indiana being up to grabs, and we'll look at that next week in results of the April the 26th primaries. And folks, I really hope you're getting out there and vote, even though, as you heard on previous shows, the head of the Rules Committee for the GOP says that your vote does not count. Let's get out and show them that our vote does count and that they are the ones that are not important. We are the ones important. And we're going to switch gears and go into the previous two articles that I have wrote. The one, of course, is the one dealing with today's topic of Gowdy drops bomb on Obama administration. We'll be getting to that after the break. But first, we'll look at last Thursday article entitled "Surge in Gun Sales." Excuse me, I got tongue tied, folks. "Surge in Gun Sales Make Liberals Freak Out." And what that story is dealing with, if you haven't looked at it, I would encourage you to do so. The website is dealing with the increase in the gun sales, not only the manufacturing but gun sales, but also the increase in jobs that comes along with production, manufacture of guns, ammo, and then the related hunting gear that goes along with it. That's a very good sign for our economy that there is jobs out there being created, but our government in such a mad dash to hold us back from our Second Amendment right to bear arms, that they don't care if they're going to kill American jobs, and actually the global elite, that is their goal, is to kill all jobs in America. I'm sorry if some of y'all people disbelieve it, but do the blatant research. And all the my regulars of this show know what I'm talking about, but the people that just fly by and decide they want to catch this show every once in a while, they're sitting here going, "You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about." Study the facts. It's out there. Do the research like I have. I challenge you to have the gumption and guts to go do the research and put in the hours behind it and study it. Because as the old saying is, the ones who do not follow history are doomed to repeat it. Well, folks, if we don't wake up and shake this trance off and start taking our country back, our government back, as well the forefathers gave us, then we're going to repeat history of every other civilization out there. And in a note of humor, last night, I was doing research, writing articles for not only my site, but the newsfoxes.com, which I'm also a contributing writer to, that I made announcement of last week. But I stumbled across a quiz talking about what era should you have been born in American history. And I went through the 10 questions and answered them honestly. And the answer, according to them, I really liked the answer, and it made me do some serious thinking. It said that I was should have been born during the founding father era, you know, during the time of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and all. It said I should have been born during then, which would not have bothered me, because I believe that is one of the best times to be alive. If you had a chance to see some of the people that I look up to, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Ben Franklin, you know, the ones who wrote the Constitution and what helped start this great country. But that did make me wonder, am I really founding fathers material? If you're on Facebook, look me up and send me a message. Let me know what you think. You just look up Shane LaCroix. You'll see me on there. You'll see my Hillary for Prison logo. That's me. But we're going to take a quick break before we get into the heart of the show. We'll be right back after this break. We're getting our call numbers. Here you go, 845-277-9109. Or hit us up on the chat board, and I'll answer your questions then. Welcome back, folks. Again, our calling number is area code 845-277-9109. Or you can hit us up on the chat board with any questions, comments, retorts that you have. We are talking about today's topic of Gowdy drops bomb on Obama administration. And what we're doing, we're going to be looking at the bombshell that South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy has dropped on the Obama administration and what the impact will be near the end of Obama's presidency, if there is any repercussions. And what I am talking about, the bombshell that he dropped on the Obama administration, it is his coming out and testifying in a committee on in front of the Supreme Court of Obama's illegal and unconstitutional use of executive orders to legalize and grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants, and also by preventing the U.S. Border Patrol and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency from doing their job. Several of these illegal aliens are criminals and have been convicted of serious crimes, including murder, rape. And just to give you a small sample of the number of them that are criminals, it's over 350,000, and that is the larger than the city of Lexington, Kentucky, or Anaheim, California. Obama's administration is granting or wants to grant amnesty to. His lawyers are in front of the Supreme Court wanting to push this amnesty executive order through, wanting to make all these illegal aliens, whether they are criminals or not, wants to make them live it illegal so they can drive down the standard living for all of us. Now, granted, I don't have a problem with the immigrants or with the aliens that want to come over here and do it the right way, offer citizenship and do everything the correct way. I don't have a problem with that because the majority of our relatives come over here through Ellis Island on both sides of my family, even though I do have some Native American blood that runs through my veins. My relatives, some of them, come through Ellis Island. I've actually been to Ellis Island and pulled up, tapped in both sides of my family, my mother's and father's side, and saw the countries where they come from. And Gowdy has been very critical, and I have to applaud him for standing up for the safety of the American people by questioning the Obama administration for its lack of enforcing the current illegal immigration laws and jeopardizing our safety again, folks. Obama is nothing but a puppet for the New World Order, for the global elite. And by him wanting to bring all these illegal aliens in from all over, from South America, Mexico, the ones from the Middle East, one they're calling refugees, are nothing but 80-90% of them of military age males from 18 to 35 that are able to fight, that are former ISIS members who cannot get the job done in Syria. Folks, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. It's out there. You just have to take the gumption and guts to dig it up yourself. If you're scared of the facts, go bury your hand in the sand like an ostrich, as the old saying goes. Look the other way. But for us ones that are diehard Americans that believe in God, the founding fathers, what this country was founded on, we don't like what Obama is doing. We want to take our country back. But again, I digress. Let me read you some of Trey Gowdy's comments that he said at a hearing on examining the victims of illegal immigration crime. Today, there are over 350,000 known criminal aliens in the United States who are not detained by ICE. 350,000, that number may not get your attention. Statistics rarely do. So I want you to think about it in this way. The number of criminal aliens living in the United States, not in custody, not separated from society, it is larger than the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, larger than the city of Lexington, Kentucky, larger than the city of Anaheim, California. He asked, can you imagine a city the size of Pittsburgh comprised solely of people who are here unlawfully, who have also committed another crime? Folks, what does that tell you about what Obama is trying to do to our country? Huh? What does that tell you? If that doesn't send a wake-up call to people out there, then I don't know what will. I guess you're all set back, kicked up watching whatever's on to keep up with the Kardashians or American Idol or Dancing with Stars, something that takes your mind away from the, as you would call it, craziness going on. Well, folks, that stuff is nothing but a distraction to to lure you away from the problems, to help you look over here and not see that's going on. Folks, we need to wake up to what they are doing, to the bullcrap that they are pulling. Like I said, folks, I don't care if you believe me. Do the research for your own self, as I have done. Don't be scared, as we say down here. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Challenge the authority that we are not going to take it anymore, that we want to take our country back. We want to have our God-fearing country back, but we cannot do it sitting on our butts letting this administration cherry-pick what we do and what we say, or cherry-pick of what laws are going to follow, what laws are going to break, what laws are going to enforce. But with Gowdy, he has the courage to stand up. He went after Hillary Clinton on Benghazi. And as you saw my previous articles, the FBI may not go after her. If they do try to press charges, I think the Attorney General will not follow through, and Obama will pardon Hillary before it happens. But this is the junk. I want to read you another comment of how Obama's executive actions and orders are currently being challenged before the Supreme Court. And Gowdy is furious at Obama's attorney's deceptive argument. Gowdy had this to say. He said, just yesterday, the lawyer for the president was at it again, this time at the United States Supreme Court, arguing for the non-enforcement of the law, arguing for the wholesale failure to enforce the law, Gowdy said. And he also said, the damage that would be wreaked by tearing family apart, if you want to see that damage, Mr. Solicitor General, if you want to see the tearing apart looks like, I hope you're watching this morning. And what he's talking about is the families who has been torn apart by the killing, whose mother was killed by the illegal aliens, and nothing was ever done. But folks, it is all up to all of us to stand up and fight. Are you just going to be a puppet and sit there and not do nothing, or are you going to stand up and fight for what you believe in? That is the question I'm asking to you. Are you going to stand up and fight for what you believe in, or are you just going to cower down and be a little puppet on a string and dance to whatever tune Obama or whoever is in charge is going to say? Or are you going to stand up, grab your Bible, grab your Constitution, grab your gun, and be ready for what comes your way? Because if we don't defend it, we will lose the Constitution. We are on the verge of losing it right now, because people that are so scared to stand up for their rights. There is a quote out there, and I believe it is by Benjamin Franklin. Let's see if I can find that quote real quick before we go off the air. The quote is, it was Benjamin Franklin. The quote says, any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither or lose both. Let that sink in for a minute. Any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both. In other words, folks, any society that will give up liberty to big government for security will deserve neither and will lose both of them. Your security is given to you in the Constitution as your Second Amendment, your right to bear arms. Are you going to stand up to defend the Constitution? Are you going to stand up to this illegal maneuvering by Obama and his administration and the globalist elite, New World Order, Illuminati that is in charge? Or are you going to just lay down and cower down and be a little coward and not do anything? I hope I'm stepping on some people's toes with this show today on what I've had to say. I hope I've stepped on some toes and made people do some thinking. But the article is up at our website under the same name as the show, Gowdy Drops Bomb on Obama Administration. Check out the article. Check out the link in the article. Read the article. Read the links that I have in the article so you will know what is going on. But it is up to us. It is up to us to defend our country, not only against enemies foreign, but also domestic. But like I stated before, will you stand up for it, or will you just bow down and cower? That's my question to you. We're running low on time. We will be back next week. We have Miss Lessening show. And if any callers we have on that wants to make a comment or a question, please do so. If we have to hold you over and go into overdrive, I will be glad to. If not, we will end the show. But folks, I want to thank you for your support of the show, of the website. This month of April has been the best month for views that I have had. I want to say thank you to everyone out there. If it wasn't for your views and the good Lord giving me the ability to do the show, the ability, the knowledge to understand what's going on and try to explain it the best for you, and God also giving me the ability to write the articles, to him everything is possible. But folks, be with us again next week. We'll be at our regular standard time of 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. Again, check out the website, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Again, put your faith in God, put your faith in the Constitution, stand up for what you believe in, or lose it all. Again, this is Shane LaCroix. We'll see you next week at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth.